Frank Allen Interviews, starring Frank Allen.
Hello and welcome to Frank Allen Interviews. My name is Frank Allen, and we have a very exciting guest tonight. I have him on the phone, long distance across the Atlantic and also a little bit back in time. Because I did Where Are They Now in History, I know that today is the day that New Amsterdam was surrendered and became New York. Now, this was an attack planned by the Duke of York. I thought we would talk to the actual Duke of York from back at that time to try to find out how inaccurate the This Day in History segment was, but also to learn, I mean, actually learn about actual history. I mean, that's what I figured. So, Mr. Duke, I don't know what to call Mr. York.
Hey, what is what?
Do I call, what should I call you? Should I call you, Mr. Duke, Mr. York?
Well, my name is James Stewart, don't you know? But you can actually call me Lord Stewart, or you can call me Your Majesty, if you like, because eventually I'm going to become King James II of England, of course. There's always that.
I'm sorry, did you say your name's Jimmy Stewart?
Well, how dare you call me something so informal, sir, but yes, my name is Jimmy Stewart, of course.
Well, I loved you in Hitchcock's Rope, so just wanted to say so.
Oh, it's a jolly good movie to be in, I must say. Thank you very much.
Anyway, what I wanted to talk to you about was, of course, the military campaign that brought you New York. The colony of New Amsterdam became New York. Now, of course, that was planned by you, the taking of it, so to speak.
Yes, absolutely. As I do recall that very well. It was a very intelligent thing I did, and I always wanted to have that. Yes.
Right, right. Well, tell us a little bit about that. Why did you want to take New Amsterdam? What was it about it that appealed to you?
Well, I heard that they had all sorts of prostitutes there, don't they? I mean, prostitutes and hashish bars, things like that. That's what I'd heard. It was through a grapevine type of thing, and I said, well, I'd like to have some of that, if it's all possible. So I sent my troops there to bring me back as much hashish and prostitutes as they could find. Unfortunately, there was none. I don't know what the problem was. But I did take it over, and that's always a positive thing, regardless. Because pretty much whether there's prostitutes or not, it's better to have things than have other people have them. Certainly the way I feel about it.
That's an understandable feeling. I mean, I guess I agree. I'd rather have this show than let somebody else have it.
Absolutely, absolutely, Chap. You know, it's exactly the type of thing that I would say. I would like to have your show, too.
Well, no, but I mean, no. Moving on. In the battle that you planned to take New Amsterdam, I heard some rumors about it myself, and I don't believe they're correct, so I just wanted to confirm the facts with you. Is that all right?
Yes, absolutely. No problem in the slightest.
What I heard was that you had taken, that your fleet, that, well, the fleet that was being commanded by Captain Nichols, that you had it converted into submarines by putting the ships in giant bubbles. Is that correct?
Submarines? I was to say not. There's no such thing as submarines at the time. That's not going to be invented for many years. Not in the future, chap. There's no such thing as submarines at this point in history. I did not put my ships underwater. That'd be silly. They flew them over the sky like any decent man would do.
I'm sorry, what?
I flew them there, of course. How else would you get them from England to New Amsterdam? It's the only way to do it is to fly them.
I'm sorry, it's a little hard to understand you, I guess, because of your accent. You're saying you've sailed them there.
Well, it's in a manner of speaking. There's a sail involved, of course, but, you know, wings and all that. Flying.
I'm sorry, flying in the sky? How did you... since when do ships fly? I mean, I might be a little confused, but I don't think that ships typically have wings.
No, not typically. No, not typically, but you have to, you know, do the things that you do to make your military feats possible, don't you? I mean, basically, what we did was the only sensible thing we could do. We took the wings off of the giant pterodactyls all around England, and we slapped them on the ship. Said we'd bloody well fly over there and take everything over. It's the only way I could think to make sure that we had victory. So these are pterodactyl wings on a ship, flapping. You know, so basically you stick a giant stick through them, you know, so that they're all still stiff and all that. And you have the rowsmen, the oarsmen, get inside, and instead of going front to back, they just have to go up and down. As fast as possible. And they do that, the ship flies right over the ocean. It's very quick, very fast. And then, you know, victory's ours and all that.
That's not the way it says it on Wikipedia, so...
Wikipedia? Everybody knows, even in the past, that Wikipedia's inaccurate. You know, somebody should go fix that and put in the part about me and the pterodactyl wings thing, because it's true, and one thing is true, and another thing's not, and that's what Wikipedia's saying is not.
I don't think... Okay, well, I'm sorry.
What are you doing? You're losing control of your interview. Is this what I'm supposed to be here for? Is this you grumble?
I'm sorry about that. Okay, New Amsterdam. So basically what you're saying is the true version is that you heard there were prostitutes and drugs in New Amsterdam. You killed a bunch of pterodactyls, used their wings to fly your ships across the Atlantic to there, and then they won it, and they called it New York. That's pretty much the long and short of it?
Well, that's the general gist of it. Yeah, I mean, you left out the best part.
I left out the best part? What best part is that?
The way we won battle, my old man. That was this interesting thing. The way we did it was, on the ships, up in the sky, with the pterodactyl wings, we had mutant fungus spores, little tiny ones, and little barrels that were hermetically sealed, and we just threw them off the edge. They exploded on the Dutch and ate them alive when it landed down there. Ate them absolutely alive. Just so dead. Afterwards, we wait. The spores have a very short lifespan, you know, like, I don't know, 5 minutes. So after they'd eaten everybody, we went down there and we just took everything over. There were already skyscrapers there, so we just moved right in. It was not a problem in the slightest.
I'm sorry, there was already skyscrapers there?
Oh, yes, did you not know about that? Yes, that's why New York is famous. It's got skyscrapers and all that.
Well, no, I mean, yeah, now, but at the time, it wasn't.
What would we call the skyscrapers back then? Were only like 20 stories tall. So, of course, they don't seem like skyscrapers now, but they were skyscrapers, of course, as well. And, I lived at the very top of the toppest one.
Wait, you lived at the... I thought you... But you were in England. You become King James the Second.
Well, yes, that too. I can have both. I had a summer home in New York, as it was named after me, you know.
Well, it was named after the position, but, I mean, I guess because you, basically.
Absolutely, it was named after me. Everybody knows it was named after me. That's why it's York. I'm the Duke of York, and that's the New York. Come on.
Right, all right. Okay, so... You flew in boats with pterodactyl wings, dropped the mutagenic spores, whatever that means. They ate everybody alive, then you moved into the skyscraper.
Absolutely! And unfortunately, like I said, there were no prostitutes. So, we had to bring our own, and we started a new prostitute society. Unfortunately, the prostitutes rebelled. Not during my reign, of course. It was not till later, you know, 17-something, I don't quite recall. All the prostitutes said they wanted to be free, because we were taxing prostitution or something, I don't remember. Point is, they had their own little sex land after that, and we weren't able to go to them anymore, which was unfortunate, but I was long dead, so I didn't care.
Wait, I'm sorry. Wait, what do you mean you were long dead? What year is this? What year am I talking to you?
Here are you talking to yourself, my good man? What year is it? Don't ask such personal questions. I don't feel like I need to answer that. That's not a type of thing I should be asked. Really, isn't it inappropriate?
I don't see how it's inappropriate.
What is? So, come on.
All right, I guess. I mean, I gotta say, well, first of all, let me just say thank you for calling me. It's kind of a mighty coincidence that you called when I was thinking of who to interview, but it was a good coincidence because, like I said, I just did that show about New York and Amsterdam, New Amsterdam.
This is my pleasure, good man. This is my pleasure entirely. I had no idea that it was the case, of course, but it was a very happy coincidence, and I don't know how I even got your number, but it is a pleasure to talk to you.
Good, good. It was a pleasure to be talked to by you.
Oh, good. You're such a wonderful, loyal subject. That makes me happy. Here's what I think you should do. I think you should go home and have yourself a nice warm milk.
Thanks. Thanks. That was, of course, Jimmy Stewart, the actor.
James, of course. Lord James. You should call me. It's in the public. Or you can call me Your Majesty.
That was Your Majesty. No, it was... I mean, what am I supposed to say? That was My Majesty?
No, it's My Majesty. Thank you very much. I'm the one who has Majesty.
It was His Majesty. Yes, that's right. It was His Majesty, Jimmy Stewart, who was King James later. I think he played him in a... Was there a movie?
No, I was King James in real life, you fool.
Right. Right. King James in real life. Hopefully everybody enjoyed that interview. That was, of course, a Frank Allen interview starring me, Frank Allen, and we'll have another one next week. Hopefully, you'll enjoy it.